Morning, traders. I'm Emily Vani, the CEO of the Investment Banking Institute and your host here at Newswear's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Friday, May 10th. We await the bell this morning after a day in the green on Wall Street yesterday. All three major indices closed higher, with the Dow notching its seventh straight day of gains. The Dow picked up 331 points, or 0.85%. The S&P 500 added more than 0.5%, and the NASDAQ advanced more than 0.25%. Bill, let's get into Friday's action with what is happening in the markets this morning.
Hi, yes. Good morning, Emily. I'm watching the S&Ps. We're up 0.3%. You know, this is positive. We're extending the gains from yesterday. I mean, this cooling job market is really boosting expectations on a possible Fed rate cut. Again, I don't think that's going to happen until September, but, you know, this is what is moving the momentum this morning. I mean, you know, I will tell you that we got a lot of Fed speak, and the market's going to be paying a lot of attention to the Fed speakers today, because they're going to be looking for commentary on inflation and the timing of the rates. And, you know, we could get some questions answered today. I see that the Biden administration is looking to roll out some new tariffs on China's EV sector. You know, kind of good for Tesla. There's other news on Tesla today, too. I just want to point out, you know, next week we got some key inflation data to do out. We got the PPI on Tuesday, and we got the CPI on Wednesday. China's releasing some inflation figures tomorrow on Saturday. I also see that there's talk of a task force investigating the healthcare industry, which is, you know, which is kind of concerning for me. But, you know, let's take a look at what's going on in Europe. I mean, we're showing the DAX up 0.6%. That's 110 points. What's going on is really an improvement, you know, improving sentiment. You know, that the ECB is going to be lowering rates in June. Then we got London. London's up 0.8%, or 67.92 points. You know, the UK economy returned to growth. They showed expansion in their GDP for the first quarter. That's positive, and that's why you've seen the FTSE some strong gains in there. CAC, you know, is trading higher, 0.7% as well. Looking last night at Asia, we saw that the Nikkei jumped 155 points, or 0.41%. You know, household spending data came out in Japan. It fell 1.2% year over year in March, but the estimates going in were calling for a drop of 2.4. So, you know, that's actually viewed as a positive. Then you got the Hang Seng. The Hang Seng jumped 2.3%, or 423 points. You got, and China was flat. You know, in Hong Kong, the gains we're seeing, you know, in the financials and the property stocks, you know, I see that regulators are talking about a dividend plan to where they're not going to tax dividends, you know, as part of the stimulus plan. But China didn't really jump or move much, which is kind of normal because they got that key inflation reports being released tomorrow. So they'll move after those reports are put out. And then we'll keep an eye on oil, and oil is trading higher this morning. We got the WTI at $79.78 a barrel, whereas in Brent's at $84.33 a barrel. Hey, you know, I mean, the inflation reports are in focus. You know, demand from the U.S. and China continues to be weighed. Later this afternoon, we get the Baker Hughes rig count coming out. So those are some things to watch for. But that's my update for you this morning, Emily.
Bill, as we digest all of that information, we're going to get to some details on the day here, including earnings action. You did give a mention of some of those economic events, and then the day's other market moving headlines. So we prepare for Friday trading. Let's turn first to earnings action. Bill, what is going on there?
Well, let's start off with Akami, ticker AKM, Apple Kilo, Apple Mary. They delivered a beat on 3 cents, but it was done on lower revenue. And, you know, the stock down 8.61%. Because of that. Then you got Marathon Digital, which is Mara, ticker MARA, Michael Apple, Richard Apple. Call volume was off the charts here. That stock's, they delivered a beat of 4 cents, but it was on lower revenue as well. Stock's up 1.42% this morning. And then you got JFrog, ticker FROG, which delivered a beat of 2 cents on higher revenue, which was good to see. And then upcoming on Monday, we got Tencent coming out Monday morning. That's ticker TME, Tom Michael Edward. Their EPS was 14 cents. Expected move is 7.70%. And then in the afternoon, you get Stone and Company, ticker STNE, Sam, Tom, Nancy, Edward. Their EPS is 28 cents with an expected move of 10.31% when they report Monday afternoon, Emily.
Quick note here, Bill. JFrog was your pick of the day yesterday. They did beat on higher revenue. We're going to see what is going on with the stock this morning later in the show. Now to the day's economic events. You did mention that Baker Hughes rig count. There's also a host of Fed speak to be keeping track of, as you mentioned, sort of giving us clues on what we think the Fed may or may not be doing next. So give us a rundown of what we should be watching when it comes to economic events.
Okay, you know, at 10 a.m. we get the University of Michigan's consumer sentiment data scheduled for release. And at 1 p.m. we have the Baker Hughes rig count figures coming out. In terms of Fed speak, 9 a.m., we have Fed Governor Michelle Bauman. And then at 10 a.m., we get Dallas Fed Bank President Lori Logan. Also at 10 a.m., we're going to be hearing from Minneapolis Fed Bank President Neil Kashkari. At 12:45, we're going to be hearing from Chicago Fed Bank President Austin Goosby. And then at 1:30 p.m., we're going to be hearing from Fed Vice Chair of Supervision Michael Barr. I also hear that, you know, Kashkari and Goosby may be doing an interview this afternoon at 2 p.m., something to keep an eye on. Yesterday, you know, Mary Daly was speaking, and, you know, in her speech, you know, she feels that the current Fed fund rate, you know, is restrictive, and she largely dismissed the idea that additional interest rate hikes are necessary at this point to prompt further further process on cooling of inflation. You know, we've had three stubborn months of inflation. We know that she still sees that the monetary policy is working, and that they have to be that they don't want to have to cause more pain in order for inflation to come down. So it was kind of semi-positive what you said. But hey, next week calendar's active with the PPI and the CPI due out. Those are the key ones, Emily.
And Bill, you're going to keep track of all of that using Newswire. You know, you can tell from your rundown that you're looking ahead, but you're also able to look back at that historical information. What were the comments that came out yesterday? So you can sort of compile this to get a good feel of what the Fed may be doing. You're, again, keeping track of all of this using your Newswire, breaking it down into those alerts for your Fed speakers, for those economic events, of course, for your earnings announcements. But you're also breaking the news down into things like merger news, guidance news, shareholders meetings, buyback news. You look at stocks grouped together, like your FANG stocks, your Dow 30 stocks. So, Bill, what else do you see is possibly moving the markets today?
I'm just doing a quick data check. I'm looking at my Dow stocks. I'm showing, you know, four lower, 18 higher, you know, the rest unchanged. I mean, we really look to be opening up positive today. You know, you got Amazon and Apple trading higher, as well as Netflix, Meta, and Tesla. The only real weakness there is Google. So, you know, that's kind of interesting to me. But you're looking at some of the news behind the tape here, you know, like Apple apologizes for the iPad ad depicting crushed creative tools. Google's out there, you know, with a little concern because OpenAI is going to be unveiling an AI-powered search engine, which they feel is going to compete with Google. Remember, AI's got that big investment by Microsoft. You look at shares of Microsoft this morning, they're up by 0.5%. Tesla, I mean, I see that BP is said to be interested in buying Tesla supercharging stations. Kind of interesting to me. Then we look at the Dow stocks. We're looking at Microsoft, ticker MSFT. They're going to be launching their own game store in July. Verizon, ticker VZ, Victor Zebra. They're said to be in talks with T-Mus about carving up the U.S. cellular's access to the airwaves. And then we have Apple. Apple, you know, signed a deal with Samsung Displays for foldable devices, which I find interesting. In terms of merger news, you know, listen, it's the T-Mobile. It's the T-Mobile talks to split up with rival U.S. Cellular. That's the big one. In terms of guidance news, we got ticker AKAM. They see Q2 GPS. They see Q2 guidance coming in $1.51 to $1.56. The street has it as $1.63. We're talking Yelp, ticker YELP. They see Q2 revenues coming in 350 to 355. Street estimates 358.35. That's a downtick. talking shareholders meetings, talking Marriott International, ticker MAR, Michael Apple, Richard, they're having a shareholders meeting today at 8:30 a.m. We're talking Colgate Palmolive, ticker CL, Charlie Larry, they're having their shareholders meeting at 10 a.m. And then Western Digital Corp, ticker WDC, William David Charlie, they're having a shareholders meeting today at 11 a.m. In terms of buyback news, AKAM, they announced a $2 billion share buyback. Honda, they may be repurchasing up to 3.7% of the outstanding shares. So, yeah, that's interesting. That's what I have for in terms of news hitting the tape this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswire delivers daily. It's factual. It's market moving. And our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswire.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. It is now that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. Bill, what do you have for us to round out this week?
Going with Verizon, ticker VZ, Victor Zebra. You know, I think that the, you know, carving up those U.S. cellular airways is really a net positive for the stock. And I think we're going to be able to see at least a 1% gain in it. But, you know, the trick is to get in at a good price. You know, I'm looking at yesterday's call volume, and it was very positive. It was strong. I mean, we're talking 30,000 calls versus 13,000 puts. You know, that's 2-1. You got to like that. And then you look at the open interest, 503K versus 418K. That's positive as well. So that's good. You know, review what the brokers are saying. Hey, they are positive. They're rating the stock a buy. The majority of the major ones, one has it as equal weight. The rest have it as buy, and they are raising price targets. So that's good to see. In terms of an entry point, you know, I gotta tell you, I'm looking to get in. 39.75, 39.80 is kind of my plan. I think if it hits that way, we should be able to achieve that 1%, because I could see it hitting, I could see it hitting over 40 today. So, that's my pick of the day, Verizon, ticker VZ, low volatility stock, but, we could see some, at least a 1% gain if we get in the right price today, Emily.
Verizon, it is today. We'll follow that along with you, looking for that entry price. And coming up, we will do that recap on yesterday's pick of the day, so stick with us. But ahead of that, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, take it away.
Here's some Ford's CFO, John Lauer. He's going to become vice chair of interesting. United Bank shares, that's ticker UBSI. They're going to be acquiring Piedmont Bancorp for $267 million. Moderna, ticker mRNA. The FDA does not expect to complete its BLA review by May 12th. Ooh, it's a pushback. Pushbacks are never good with FDA decisions. Tesla, potential approval for Tesla's self-driving car in China comes with a host of unknowns. Let's see, what else do we have here? Bostic sees only one single quarter point cut likely coming later this year. He's the Fed Bank president from Atlanta. NVAX, Nancy Victor Apple X-ray Norvax, and Stefani enter into an exclusive COVID-19 vaccine licensing agreement. That's positive for NVAX. Let's see what else we got here. What other stories are hitting the tape? SBGI, Sam Boy Grace India, Sinclair Broadcasting. They're exploring to sell roughly 30% of their broadcast stations. Tesla BP is said to be interested in buying Tesla's supercharging stations. Yeah, I know. Legend Bio is releasing earnings on Monday morning, LEGN. Expect to move $3.66. Boot Barn is releasing on Tuesday. Expect to move is $12.84 when they release. Kohl's, KSS, a big spike in volume yesterday. That's interesting. And Victoria's Secret, ticker VSCO, they pre-announced Q1 results, which were ahead of estimates, which is pretty shocking. Pilgrim's Pride, PPG, federal judge on Thursday said it must face claims on behalf of tens of thousands of chicken growers that it conspired with other poultry producers to underpay them by hundreds of millions of dollars. These guys in the chicken industry, that's a racket, and they're going after healthcare. Ford auto safety regulator said it's opening up a evaluation into a number of Ford vehicles following complaints alleging diesel fuel tanks leak. That's all I'm seeing this morning, Emily.
Okay, Bill, before we get to trading on this Friday and sign off for the weekend, let's do that check-in on yesterday's pick of the day, which was JFrog. We did point it out earlier in the show during your earnings rundown. After the bell yesterday, the company did report earnings. It reported a first quarter EPS of 16 cents. That was 2 cents better than the analyst estimates. As you told us, revenue for the quarter came in at $100.3 million versus the consensus of $98.62 million. They also offered some guidance. They see Q2 2024 revenue of $103 million to $104 million. Analysts were looking for $103.1 million, so close to spot on there, a decent report. Good wasn't quite good enough this morning. But Bill, how did your call work out?
You know, listen, look at the numbers here. The stock opened up at $40.95, and it actually fell down to $40.12. And by the time it closed, it actually closed at $40.74. So, you know, it did have volatility in there. And then after the close, I mean, I saw it hit $44 on the bid because, you know, that report was positive. But you know what? They released a very good report last quarter. This quarter just wasn't good enough, and the stock's down now. You know, 5% this morning, which is really shocking to me. Was there a chance for a gain? Yeah, I didn't make one. I shouldn't say I didn't make one. I sold out of most of my positions before the earnings release came out, so I made money in it. You know, but you know, for the stock, and I was trying to sell the rest at 41 something after the market, and I did get filled, and I just thought it would bounce back because those earnings were good, but it just wasn't good enough. So you know, Frog, I can't call it a winner because of the, you know, how horrible it did after the market closed. But it was a good report. It was a good report, Emily.
Well, Bill, we'll still watch that one. You know, some interesting things there. Maybe there's still a chance for a win. And there was a little chance for a gain here and there. But we will also check in with you Monday about today's Verizon pick of the day. Bill, thank you, as always, for your expert insight. Join us back here Monday and each weekday morning next week with Newswire's Trade Talk, when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Vani, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.